Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. It's that simple. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. I mean, he's telling me things that very few Christians understand. Now, Paul Cox, why in the world do you understand these things if most Bible colleges don't even understand what we're talking about this week?
You know, I don't know why the Lord picked on me as a Baptist pastor, except my wife and I said in 1989 this summer, Lord, do with me what you want. And I, as a Baptist pastor, was tired of the same old thing, and I thought there had to be more. And the Lord honored that prayer, and I do not know why he picked on me. Maybe it's just a funny thing. I thought he'd pick on this little Baptist guy and see what happened.
Well, I'll tell you something. I am fascinated by what the Lord has shown you. For instance, in your book, Heaven Trek, it's a brand new book. We're making it available this week, but it's not brand new because it's been articles for years in which people are having marvelous deliverances and healings, but really understanding the supernatural like never before. You talk about powers, godly powers and ungodly powers. Explain.
I first experienced this many years ago in Argentina when I felt this power on me that I could not understand. It was so strong on me, and it was vibrating, and the only way I can describe it, it felt like electromagnetic energy on me. And I went to use an ATM machine, and I put my card in, and the card came out, and the machine said out of order. I went to the next machine, I put my card in, it spit that card out, set out of order. I went to the third machine, and whatever this power was on me was actually shutting down ATM machines. My wife and I flew back home to Los Angeles.
That makes it kind of difficult to have spending money. But
I never got my money, incidentally. I flew back to L.A., and I was at the Northwest ticket counter at LAX, and all of a sudden this power came on me again. And all the computers at the Northwest ticket counter shut off. And the representatives were looking at each other saying, well, this never happened before. And they actually had to go to a different computer finally to get my tickets. And it wasn't until after that I realized that the Lord was teaching me how to discern these spiritual beings called powers. And I believe these are not angels. These are a being called powers. They're mentioned in the New Testament. And these beings are in charge of electromagnetic fields. Well, the first time I ministered, understanding the powers, I was with a friend who had a deteriorating lung disease. And the doctor had told him, you will not get better. In fact, we need to start treatment. And I went over to my son's house, Brian. And I said, Brian, I'm feeling these ungodly powers around my friend. What do you see? And he said, well, they look like dead tree roots. And we asked the Lord to remove them, not really know what we were doing. I felt righteous powers show up. He went back home. He went to the doctor. The doctor tested him again, and the doctor said, this is absolutely impossible, but your numbers are better. After three doctor visits, he said, you don't need to come back anymore. You don't have the problem. So he was actually healed. We've seen people with fibromyalgia healed. A lot of people with depression have been healed when the Lord removes these ungodly powers.
How do you get God to remove these ungodly powers? I guess first you have to know about it.
Right, and you just ask the Lord to remove them. The Lord actually gave us a prayer when we were in Toronto.
Is this the prayer that's in your book, Heaven Trek?
Yes, that prayer is there. It's called The Prayer to Dismantle Ungodly Powers.
Now, if we were to do a mass prayer right now, would God remove these ungodly powers?
I have faith to believe that.
Well, let's go for it.
Okay.
What are some of the symptoms of these ungodly powers?
Well, what happens, we believe, is that the enemy, because of generational sin, actually reverses electromagnetic fields. And so what happens is when righteous powers are released around a person, then the correct electromagnetic fields are put in place. Incidentally, that's why New Age people try to use magnets, because they're trying to compensate for what the enemy is doing. There's an interesting article in Scientific America that they noticed that people that were depressed would get an MRI and they would go into the machine, that their depression would leave and they started laughing, which I think proves my point that there's something going on electromagnetically that is affecting people. So what would happen when the Lord removes these ungodly powers? Then I believe depression leaves, a lot of times anxiety leaves, people are healed of some physical maladies. Now, this does not happen all the time, and to be honest, but we've had certain kinds of cancer have disappeared because of dealing with ungodly powers. I have a phrase that nothing is everything, but dealing with these powers certainly is one way in which the Lord seems to heal people.
Well, I would like you to pray that every one of these ungodly powers will go where they belong, and that's away from the people that are listening.
Let's do that. Almighty God, we come to you in the name of Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come in faith, believing in your supernatural power, and according to your power, I now command all ungodly powers to leave, and Lord, that you will take them to the place that you want to take them to, and Lord, that you will establish righteous powers around people as they are listening to this program. And Lord, you will bring healing to them. Lord, that you will remove physical diseases. Lord, that you will remove mental problems. And Lord, that you will release your power. And Lord, your name will be magnified and glorified because of what you are doing. We give you all glory and honor and praise. This is what you are doing. We are simply entering into what you want to see happen. We declare this in the name of Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Now, explain this. While you were praying, I had another manifestation happen to me. I mean, it seems as though these manifestations occur when you're in my presence, but of course it's by telephone. So therefore, those same things would happen when someone has the book Heaven Trek. But my ear, there was like a ringing in my right ear. Any idea what that was?
Okay, again, the only way I can tell is, would you put your hand down, the hand you have free, to your ear, and let me see what I feel.
Okay, I've just done that.
Okay, and you have a power there, because I feel powers on the back of my head, and it feels like electromagnetic energy, and so there is a power right now who's touching your ear, and so doing something with that part of your body.
And just out of curiosity, what could it be doing? Could it be, like if I was deaf, could it be making me, and I'm not, making me ability to hear, or could it help me hear in the invisible world better? What could it be doing?
Okay, before you ask that question, I got the word in the Bible that he will give you ears to hear. So I believe he's giving you ears to hear in a new way.
Now, how did you first start understanding these powers of good and powers of evil?
Well, as I said, it started in Argentina, and it's like continued revelation. So then the Lord will start having me experience things, and then we start dealing with them, and then people would start seeing powers.
Oh, now you don't see as much as others, but what does a power look like?
Okay, powers look like trees. I believe the tree of life is actually a spiritual being called a power. And we've had people see the trees. Remember in Zechariah 4, it talks about the two olive trees on either side?
Sure, I've got a painting of that in my office.
Okay, I believe those are powers. One medical doctor I read actually said, believes that electromagnetic energy is life. And that's why the tree of life would be a power. So righteous powers look like trees, unrighteous powers look like dead trees or dead tree roots.
So you can feel these powers. You can see these powers. Can you hear these powers? Well, I just did, I guess, with the ringing in my ear.
Then you probably heard a power. Yes.
What other senses come into play?
I don't know if anybody's ever smelled a power before that I know of or tasted one. So I only think about the seeing and hearing and feeling.
Well, I can't say anything beyond the fact that I feel very peaceful talking to you. So something is causing me to have peace. And I like that.
Well, that would be an evidence that you're experiencing something supernatural.
You know, one of the things you talk about in your book, Heaven Trek, is the furnace. And this furnace burns up the evil in our generational lines.
Yep.
Explain that a little bit.
When I first started experiencing the furnace, we'd have people walk through. And because I can feel when deliverance is taking place, I realized that this is another unique kind of deliverance. I had real insight when I was with a pastor friend of mine. And in the afternoon, the Lord had showed him a problem in his generational line with his grandfather. And he said, well, Lord, what do I do to take care of that? And he says, you can't take care of it. It needs to be burned out. That night, the furnace showed up, and he actually went through a deliverance in that area.
Now, well, when you say the furnace showed up, you have to help me. What do you mean?
Okay, I believe the furnace is the angel of the Lord. Remember in Malachi 4, it says that the furnace will come and burn up roots and branches. And I believe literally that this furnace shows up and burns up the roots and branches of evil in the family generational line.
Now, in your book, when people read the article about the furnace, did that start showing up in their life?
Yes, we've had people report that.
Okay, Mishpucha, I want to make the book Heaven Trek. It's subtitled Daring to Go Where God Wants Us to Go. And if you think there's more, you're right. Book's available for a donation of $18. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.